Death is certainly something that we fear so much and so often, because death is permanent. And for us, when something dies, truly dies, it cannot be resurrected. It's ended. It's terminated. It ceased to exist. But Holy Mother Church also gives us the word sleep. At times we hear the word sleep to say that a person is not dead. Rather, there's a sleep, a dormition. And so when they awake, we hear that Jesus causes them to wake in newness of life. Something new is happening. But in the death, the end has happened. It ceased to exist. It is no more. And what the Lord is inviting us to consider is his death. He really died. That life ended. It ceased to exist. It was no more. But something new happened. Jesus resurrected from the dead. And now death is no more. He can never die again. He lives forever. And the Lord is inviting us to consider our own baptism. That in our baptism, we shared a death like him, meaning it's over. That life has ended. It ceased to exist. And he's saying that we also share in a life like him. As he resurrected from the dead, in baptism, we too share the effects of that resurrection. Paul clearly says that we died with Christ and we were buried with him. It ended. That life is no more. But Paul goes on to tell us as well, I still live my earthly life, but it is no longer my life. My life has ended. And now it's Christ who lives in me. He speaks of something new, something that didn't exist before. And it is something that is meant forever. Today, Paul says that we are dead to sin. That sin is over. Jesus conquered death. And we know death entered into the world because of sin. And what we're hearing is, it is no more. That when we were baptized, the old is gone, it's dead, it doesn't exist. And now, like Christ, we are supposed to live for God and no longer for ourselves. Death is done. And now eternal life begins. But how often you and I want to resurrect the past. We want to live in what's ended. It's over. It's done. And yet we continue to be traumatized by our memories. We continue to persecute each other because we want to continue to be in the past, to live in the past. And the Lord says, no, I have healed you. I have forgiven you. I have resurrected you in a new life. The old is dead, is gone. And now we commence a new way of living. It's a new life in Christ, a new way, a new truth, and a new life. And this life in our baptism, we renounce sin. We renounce Satan. You're dead. Christ has conquered you. You lost. We also say that I believe in God. I trust in his promises. Everything that God said he was going to do, he did. He so loved the world, he sent his son. His son so loved us that he suffered and died for us. He died. He was buried. But he rose again on the third day in newness of life. And Paul is saying, so did we. That sin has been conquered. Evil has been conquered. Death has been conquered. But in us, it's still dormant. It's still asleep. It hasn't died yet. We still want to live in the past before our baptism, rather than living in baptism and in faith. Jesus is asking us to consider priorities today. Do you love God more than anything? Do you prefer God over sin? Would you rather choose Christ than choose death all over again? The Lord is asking us, because God made a choice, and it's a permanent choice. He chose us. And now, in baptism, we make a choice, a permanent choice, a choice to be with him and to live with him in a life that never ends, a life that goes on forever, a day that never concludes. It's never ending. It's an endless life. It's a gracious gift. But the choice has to be made. We have to be dead to sin. That life is ended. We cannot resurrect it. What is being raised to life is something new, something forgiven, something hidden, and something precious, and something that is in you. The Lord says, dead to sin, and now we only live for God. It's a permanent choice. It's more than a preference. It's more than an opinion or an option. It's what Christ has done for you and for me. The old is gone. We cannot resurrect our sinful lives. We have been raised to something new.